You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Chick Hernandez will jump on at 8:45. He was out at Eastern Motors in Laurel yesterday with Terry McLaurin, who spoke. We played some of the clips earlier, listening to Terry. How much blame are you putting on the front office right now for making him frustrated?
Kind of pissing off one of your stars.
Maybe Terry's representation is asking for an absurd number. I wish I knew the number that they were.
I'm sure they're starting high.
I'd love to know that number.
I'd love to know the number
that Peters is throwing back.
I'd love to know both numbers.
I kind of think I know, but I could be way off.
What do you think you know?
I'm guessing that whoever the agent is for Terry is asking for mid-30s.
He's represented by, I have it here.
And then they're probably offering somewhere in the high 20s.
He's represented by Buddy Baker and Tony Bonagura.
I bet they're not even that close.
They're probably coming back at 27, 28.
I bet they're not even that close.
And maybe it's a guaranteed money deal and not an actual per-year deal, but I don't know.
Yeah.
That's just
it's
my
definitely
guess.
Guaranteed money. The guaranteed money is way lower than what he wants based on the years, too.
Yeah,
they're probably light years apart.
Buddy Baker.
Yeah, Buddy
That's his guy.
I'm just saying, I'm Team Terry. It'd be a hard situation for me to get away from it.
If I did a poll right now, Team Terry or Team Commander's front office?
It would be 95% Team Terry, higher. Might be 98%.
I would think. I'm Team Terry, and even if, got to overpay a little bit for his age, based on his age and some other stuff.
Well, it should be that way because fans shouldn't care what the owners pay the players.
They should never care about that.
It's not their money.
You just want
the best players on the field.
Well, some people worry about the salary cap and stuff, but I think there are ways.
But most regular people should always side with the players over the owners.
Over management.
Yes. Every single time.
I'm the exact opposite.
What? Yeah. Well, you're part of management, so this makes sense.
No, I've always felt this way about there's a salary cap. You can't just give players whatever they want because you want to see them get the bag or whatever and you want to be happy for them. That's not how it's a business. They have 53 guys they got to fit on the roster or more. You can't just say that. That's why their whole argument. That's why
you just got to figure it out, man. And you keep your best players happy.
I prioritize my top players.
Just say, just give Terry another million or two, whatever. Just give it to him. That's not how it works. They cut guys for $800,000 all the time.
Yeah, but you don't do that to guys of this caliber. He's everything you want. He's everything you want.
This is not Luke McCaffrey holding out. This is your second best player.
This is not like Marshawn Lattimore.
Make sure you take care of them.
There's a reason they're drawing the line. There's a reason, and it might just be that they're starting with Terry, and this is how they want to establish their culture of it.
Salary cap goes up every year, and you can get rid of players in the offseason to adjust.
Jason, why wasn't this done in March? Why wasn't this done last year? If it's so easy,
look, I understand
what he wants.
No, I understand it's part of the business. I'm just saying the fans shouldn't feel like, wait a minute, Terry. You can't ask for that.
Look,
fans are going to be on Terry's side because they don't care about the money.
Being proactive,
Adam Peters cares about the money.
Being proactive in deals like this helps. We saw Sauce Gardner sign for $30 million per year yesterday. The Denver Broncos extended Patrick Surtain, I think it was last year, at $24 million per year. He's now bumped down to the fifth highest paid cornerback in the league. He's probably the best cornerback in the league. there's an advantage to signing guys early, and they chose not to.
Yeah.
They might make the argument that it's early because he still has another year left on his deal.
Okay, but if you're planning on re-signing him, sometimes it's better to be proactive, get the ball rolling early, instead of seeing the news that, oh, Garrett Wilson just signed for $130 million. That kind of resets the market. And I understand it's different because Garrett Wilson's 24 and Terry's approaching 30. So that's a huge difference. But getting to the table early does have benefits. Sometimes. Yeah. Not all the time, but sometimes it does.
Let's go back to the phones. 1-800-636-1067. Is this tainting your opinion about Adam Peters and the Commanders front office?
I will say for the record, not yet. But if it doesn't get done and they're just going to just like push him to, you know, and franchise him and just, you know, then I will be annoyed. Let's go to Gary.
Good morning, Junks.
What's up, Gary?
Thanks for taking my call. Just one point I want to make before I get into my main point. I don't think that Adam Peters needs to worry about the culture of the locker room if he doesn't do this, okay, if it doesn't get done. That, you know,
you think if they traded him, you think it wouldn't hurt?
I don't know if they traded him, I think that may be a problem. But just the way they're approaching the contract situation, because at the end of the day, if they walk into the room and say, why didn't you do this for Terry? I don't want to negotiate with you. Well, you're 24 years old. Terry is 30. That's the difference. Okay. So I don't think, and those guys are going to take the money if it's good. So I'm not worried about the culture part. I'm not worried about Terry not playing in training camp. I don't care about that. Put him in bubble wrap. If you get it done the day before the season starts, Terry is going to be the guy that's going to be ready to go. We saw this years ago with Michael Irvin. We just came off a Super Bowl winning championship. Michael Irvin held out until the Wednesday before he got signed, the Wednesday before the game, and he had a great season. Terry is that kind of guy as far as being committed. But what I want to say is I have no problems with Adam Peters, okay? We don't know. We hail him for
You're not a Skins fan.
No, I am a Skins fan. What are you talking about?
How are you talking about Michael Irvin?
Yeah, I mean, and we and the Cowboys.
Yeah, what is that? No, you're not a Skins fan.
No. The reason why I brought up Michael Irvin is because we thought he wasn't going to play. Okay? That was a Monday night game. He was holding out. We thought he wasn't going to play. And then he played. And then he played lights out. I always remember that. How can this guy not have a training camp and then come out and play great? I put Terry in that same position that he's going to be committed while he's out. He's going to be ready to go. And I would prefer him to sit out because – I don't want him to tear his knee up in training camp.
I don't think people are worried about him playing and being ready. I think most people expect Terry McLaurin to be doing the work and being in shape and being ready to go whenever right. they sign him. But to your point about the locker room, neither of us are in the locker room and you don't know. What I'd say is yesterday, after he speaks,
thanks, Gary.
Jeremy Reeves, who was one of the team captains, one of the most respected guys, he went on Twitter and said, the proof on tape, and how you show up to work every day. You one of one, 17, always have been family. And it's possible, I don't know, it's possible that the players lose respect for the front office members.
I think it
because
does.
Of the way they're handling their star.
I think it would hurt the vibe.
Right.
And I'm sorry, I'm an old school guy. I believe what Charlie said, you could always kind of outrun the cap, figure out the cap. They could figure it out if a million here, a million there. They can make it work.
Charlie Castle.
Yes. Let's go to James in D.C. James, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? Thank you for taking my call.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm for Terry, but I'm not getting rid of, you know, the front office because of that. Like, they just changed the whole organization within a year. Like you expect us, if this was Dan Snyder, then what? You know what I mean? Like, why would you?
No, I like they've done everything right so far, and hopefully they do this right. But if they botch this, and he's sort of disgruntled, I just think it's bad.
Not necessarily. I feel like they work it out. Terry's just the older receiver right now, and it's too bad we couldn't have him. You know, when JD came in, but JD's the reason and the front office is the reason the whole organization has changed around. Like, Terry's a great receiver, yeah, and I would love to have him for years to come. But at the end of the day, it is a business, and the Commanders organization will be there even if Terry's not there.
Sounds like he's team front office.
Your team front office.
This guy's a rare bird.
Team front office. God bless you. Thank you, James.
Look, so far, the front office has hit home runs all along the way. But I remember us having this discussion. Everybody celebrated when we had that Burgundy and Sold party.
Yeah.
Everybody was on fire. And then everything that Josh Harris seemed to do, everybody just started acting like he was a god. He's not. He's not infallible. And that's the same case with Adam Peters, the whole Adam Peters and Adam Peters we trust. He's going to have swings and misses. Sure. And so he can botch this.
But it's still a much more competent. It's a much more competent front office and ownership group than what people have experienced before in the last 25 years. And when you compare it to the Snyder reign, I mean, it's night and day.
Yeah.
With the way they've handled things, the classiness of the organization. They just announced yesterday that Art Monk's number is going to be retired during the season. Like, they're taking care of things that should have been taken care of a long time ago. So they're doing most everything right. But this is a they've stepped it on a bit of a landmine here with Terry McLaurin. So we'll just have to see how it plays out over the next couple weeks.
Well, think of the way that they did the Daryl Green halftime celebration.
Yeah.
Absolutely perfect. And compare that to the Sean Taylor installation.
Well, there's no comparison. Yeah. But I will say that, you know, when I saw the Art Monk thing that they did yesterday, which is great, I still had a little bit of bitterness in the back of my mind because I'm like, their current star, your current Art Monk, you're not doing right by him yet.
I thought you were going to say because he played for the Jets and also at the end of his career.
Well, no, but that also happened because of disgruntledness over contract.
Yeah. And also
Jets and Eagles.
The timing of the Art Monk thing is, hey, let's, you know, while we're embroiled in this contract controversy with Terry,
let's distract you with the
Art Monk news.
Didn't distract me.
Don't look over here. In fact, look here.
It angered me.
Yeah.
That's actually a Snyder special.
That was.
Look over here. What we're doing to the old guy that we disrespected 20 years ago.
Right.
No. Let's deal with the guy right now. They're here. The heart and soul of this football team.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to AJ and Frederick. AJ, what's up?
What's going on, man?
What's up?
For me specifically, this is a issue of intellect versus emotion. Because if you're a true fan of the organization and the company, because the Redskins are a company, it's a business, the front office is part of the company. Their job is like an HR in reference to any company, is to protect the company. Mm-hmm. So, of course, we want Terry. We love Terry. We love what he's done on the field. But it's your GM's, it's AP's job to make sure he's getting the best deal and setting up the team in the future to make the best deal.
Everybody understands
so he can
that.
Build the team.
I understand
That's
that.
The whole point of his job.
Understand
so
that.
Why would I be frustrated with him doing his job?
Well, because you could, you're potentially pissing off and maybe fracturing a relationship with your star player, your heart and soul of the team. I understand Jaden's more important probably, but Jaden's value goes down without Terry. Everything goes down without Terry.
Yeah, I think the only way you feel that way is if, AJ, is if Terry McLaurin is asking for an outrageous number that he clearly doesn't deserve.
And I'm assuming that's what the case is right now.
That's standard negotiation.
No
start
to
high.
Disrespect
it might
Terry
be.
McLaurin.
But
he's trying to make the best decision for the team right now and moving forward. It's like having a pocketbook or a budget. You have the budget for the now and the possible later. We don't know what Terry's going to look like in 2 years. Terry is an older receiver. So we're trying to make the best decision for the team now and in the future. Terry, on the other hand, his perspective is I'm trying to make the most money I can possibly make as soon as possible because he understands the life in the NFL is not a long life. It's a short career. So he's trying to –
His
perspective
we
is
understand
more about
that.
What's
we
important to him. Mm-hmm. AP is about what's important to the team.
Right.
Yep, you're right.
What's the point, though? Everybody knows that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Well, he's sticking up for Adam Peters.
Are you against AP or are you for AP or are you for Terry? I'm for the team. And at the end of the day, I want what's best for the team.
All right, do you think it's best for the team? Let's just say they save a few bucks and they maybe in that last year they escape up playing an aging receiver who maybe only catches 50 balls instead of 80 because he's nearing the end. You're happy with that and versus getting it done.
Well, I would expect AP to make a move at that point. If you're not spending money, and this is the other thing. Let's be clear who has the power in this negotiation. Terry's under contract. He's not a free agent.
Right.
Okay. So, and they also.
So if they move him, you're okay with it.
For the next
if they move
three
him,
years.
If they move
so
him,
Terry has to play football or he's not going to play in the NFL.
Are you okay with them moving him?
Am I okay with losing him?
No, trading him.
Trading him, it's possible. It depends on the situation. It depends on what we're getting back. Because I trust AP as far as drafting is concerned. So it depends on what we're getting back. Honestly, I love Terry. Don't get me wrong.
Say you get 100 first-round picks.
Well, of course you would.
Well, of course. If I get 100.
I wouldn't do it.
You give me four first-round picks, I'll trade you Terry.
I would.
You give me 3 first-round picks, I'll trade you Terry.
I love Terry McLaurin, but if you offer me 100 first-round picks,
I don't even know if I'll be around for those 100 picks. In fact, I know I won't be. I'm going to be around, hopefully, knock on wood, unless I wrap my car around a tree or find a tumor on my Bozak. I'm going to be around for this season. That's what I care about, this season.
Oh, I care about Jaden's career. So I respect what you're saying because I definitely care about this season because that's included in his career. But I feel like we have
a window here to be good for a while. Thank you for the call.
And
the disconnect is fans, they care about the here and now. Peters cares about 3 years out, four years out. Like he can't just focus on the 1 year. He can't just focus on 2025. Even though it's important and they're trying to make a run.
But he knows
with a rookie quarterback on a cheap deal.
You're right. But he knows how important keeping Terry on his roster for the next 3 years is.
It affects the culture of the other guys though. When they see you give a bum $45 million and then the guy's been the heart and soul of your team,
if he stays a bum, all right, well that's on AP. If Lattimore doesn't work out, that's on AP.
Right. Yeah, if Tunsil's a flop.
If Tunsil doesn't work out and he's hurt in week 6 and he misses the rest of the year, that's on AP.
If Debo flops, didn't give up that much for him. Like, it's calculated risk.
Yeah, fifth round pick.
Those
other three are big question marks.
They are.
1-800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Hey, bank local, cheer local, and business every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and
I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.